Hey, cats and kits. Welcome back to Batteries Not Included. We are live here at the Mask Radio Network. This is fun. This is Batteries Not Included, and I am Brian, and this is my lovely wife. What's your name?
Anna Marie.
Really? Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
I'm just not buying it, baby. Is that really your name? Is that really your name?
Do I need to pull out the marriage certificate and show you?
Whoa. We got married?
Yeah.
When did this take place?
Well, what is my problem? We went out to get milk one day. We came back married. That's a funny story. We should tell you guys about it.
This is an actual true story. We actually did go out for milk, and we came back married. It is as romantic as that gets, I guess, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, long story. We might just share that with you guys sometime, but we're so glad you could join us tonight. We have an awesome show. We are talking sex.
What?
I know, right?
What?
We are talking sex tonight all night long with Ruby Violence. And that's going to be totally badass.
If you guys don't know who Ruby Violence is, she is probably one of the most adorable, sexiest, adorable.
She's awesome. Yeah.
It's her adorableness that makes her so sexy, I think.
This is so true.
She's just adorable. That's my favorite word for her. She's just cute as a button.
Yeah, I like Miss Deliciousness.
That works, too.
I think that works. Or Queen of the Delectable.
I like that.
I think that could work. This is going to be a fun show tonight, and we're really looking forward to getting her on the line here. We actually have her on the line, but she's on hold.
Yeah, she's muted.
She's muted. We are in control of her. I'll tell you what's great is
taking a little dominant role.
Yeah, we're
being the sub this time.
We're the domineering type tonight. So we're on iTunes, by the way. Batteries Not Included is on iTunes. So if you don't catch us live here, look us up on iTunes. Batteries Not Included, and you can listen to all the nasty, dirty stuff we talk about, and also how to save your relationship. So we do both, you know. I think being nasty saves your relationship.
It can, absolutely.
I mean, not nasty all the time. I mean, you know, like...
Oh, you know, got to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, you really do. And it's going to be a fun show. We have people in the chat room, and they are... several of them I know very well, so it's kind of cool.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, this is going to be a good time. We also have some neat things happening marketing-wise to Mask Radio.
Oh, do we now?
Yes, we do.
Oh, do tell.
Well, let's see. First, let me start with saying that we have Lascivious, which is on Saturday nights.
Yes.
Lascivious is an amazing, hot, erotica show, read and written by Lacey Nutfux. And
that's F-U-X, by
the way. F-U-X, N-E-T-F-U-X. Look her up on Twitter. She's also got several blogs out there. It's very easy to find Lacey Nutfux. And her co-host, King of Vagina,
you know, those two names together.
I know, right?
It's just really...
it's almost like they didn't put any effort into it.
I know.
It's like, I'm going to be Captain Fuckscrew. And, no, I'm kidding. I think it's
awesome.
Oh,
they're great names. That's what's so funny.
Well, what's awesome is who they are. Their personality is absolutely amazing. She can read anything. Someone said the other day she could read the phone book and give everyone a Woody.
Yeah.
And it's true. She is definitely, you know, I'm going to kill our equipment here. It's teasing me.
It is. It's giving you a little tongue now and then. And
yeah, it totally is.
Tracing around the outside. Oh, never mind.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So it all works for me, baby.
Damn equipment
turning me on constantly. But yeah, there are some neat changes happening here. I wouldn't even say changes, just some growth. Now Lascivious is on iTunes.
Cool.
And you can listen to her erotica while you're in church.
People do.
And yeah, apparently. I know.
Which makes me wonder if they listen to us while they're in church too.
You know, I don't think so. They'd be cracking up. They'd be like, "Hey, this is giving me a chubby, and I'm reading about Jesus. This is not right. This is very wrong." So, but I will tell you this: we're glad that we can get our message out through Batteries Not Included. It's fun for us, and I don't know. I'm pretty stoked. I think talking about sex sometimes is just as fun as having sex.
Oh, yeah. So. It's kind of like a form of foreplay.
It truly is foreplay.
And then you get to listen about it, and that's a form of foreplay.
Yeah, and if you're in the chat room, you know, jumping in, Chubby Jesus, they're sitting in the chat room. Yes, yes, this is true. I'm going to kill my computer. We are
on the brink of blasphemy.
You know, I guess that happens. We're drinking, so it's excused, you know. And it is Sunday, so you know, I think we're just truly screwing this one up.
Oh well.
We're gonna start.
I'm ready for another beer.
We're gonna be standing in line in heaven, and St. Peter's gonna walk all the way to the back of the line. And go, oh no,
you too.
No, you guys don't. I don't know who you think you're fooling, but. Yeah, we got books of you. We got files of you guys in the back. Yeah, but we are drinking beer, which is really nice. What we're going to do, I think, is we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with Ruby.
Let's do that.
I think
are we going to do that? Are we going to talk about what our thing is, like,
yeah, let's
at the
hear
end of the show, or are we going to talk about it at the beginning of the show?
I say let's get Ruby in now. Let's talk to her for an hour or so.
Okay.
And then
we'll wrap up with our little thing, and...
Our little thing, or tiny little thing, you know?
You don't have a tiny little thing.
No, but we're going to wrap up with our tiny little thing.
Oh,
our show has a tiny little thing.
Our show, poor show.
Our poor show has an extraordinarily small thing, so...
However, it still knows how to use it.
It sure does. Our show has a very nice tongue, see, and makes up for the tiny little thing there, so... I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to save the show here.
No saving. No saving the show.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to be talking with Ruby Violence. We're going to do nothing but talk about sex the entire time.
And fiddle with the computer.
I'm going to try and get the computer to behave because it hates me today.
It does.
And I swear to God, I'm going to kill it and anything near it. So.
Oh, dear. I'm staying on this side of the table.
So, we're going to play some really good music here, too. And I like really good music. I hope you guys do, too. I'm just scrolling through. We've been playing the same tunes.
So many choices tonight.
I know,
gosh,
right?
Where I'm sitting here. Start?
I'm looking. Ooh, we're gonna go with a little. we're gonna go with a little Young MC.
Oh, I saw what you were looking at. That would be. Maybe we'll do that when our first break.
Which
with
one?
That.
Which one?
No, do Young MC.
Okay, yeah.
But then we'll do the other one.
Okay, beautiful. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You guys are listening to Batteries Not Included. I'm sorry.
Where are we? What are we doing?
What show are we doing tonight?
Ah!
You're listening to Batteries Not Included.
Here on Mask Radio.
Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance. But then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes to groove. Come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Scrolling.
real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there, bust the move.
Would you love to lose 1 to 2 pounds of fat per day and keep it off permanently? This is the Diet to End All Diets. Click on your radio banner now to see how you can lose weight for free. A 43-day program that's easy to complete and resets your metabolism for permanent weight loss. You'll lose fat and not muscle, and it's safe and effective with virtually a 100% success rate. There's nothing to buy. Click on your banner and get Dr. Simeon's ebook for free or go to ketomist.com.
Back from the break. That was a crazy-ass, weird, bizarre break we just took there. And my computer is acting like a real asshole, so I'm just going to ignore it.
I'm making a new rule. Brian is no longer allowed to drink beer and run the boards. It's just not allowed anymore.
Why is that?
Because you're all flustered. And
well, I'm flustered because I'm trying to run the board and get my computer working, and then we ran out of time, and then we got a weird ad that popped up. I'm ignoring my computer right
it's,
now.
Well, okay.
So I'm not going to. As long as Ruby is still on the line with us, which Ruby, are you there? Can we hear you?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Yay!
You sound fantastic. Yeah, this is gosh. You know, I got to tell you, live radio is just. It's just not
so much fun.
It's not as glamorous as they make it out to be. You know, it's a real pain in the ass to actually keep this thing rolling and all the computers working and the mixer working and all that fun stuff. So, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we're good. We're good,
good
today. Yeah, we're doing.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers. Oh, we're crashing drinks here. Delish. Yeah, we're drinking cheap beer tonight. We figured it was easier to get in the car and explain to a cop that we have a whole bunch of beer with us and not a half, you know.
Half empty
bottle of vodka or tequila.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's an open container, but we're not drinking it, I promise.
We were earlier.
We were earlier. Like 10 minutes ago, officer. So, my God, you've been busy. You're the busiest bee in the entire world. I mean, it's crazy. You're everywhere. So, what in the hell have you been doing? My God.
Oh, I know. I miss you guys so much.
Aww.
I actually just got back last week from Syracuse, New York.
Awesome. So, gotta love New York. Yeah, that's fantastic. And
business or pleasure?
Both.
Both.
Nice.
It was work, so it was both.
So it was business, so therefore it was pleasurable. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it was really fun. I went up there to see my friends. I think you guys probably know them, like from Twitter, J-Devil and Candace Moon.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
He was throwing his Devil Nights party. It was like a big content party where like a bunch of people came up to shoot content. Like Deborah Ann was there.
Yay.
Who's my girl. I love her.
She's awesome.
Shout out to her and her husband. It's her husband's birthday. I love him.
It's his birthday today?
Yeah, his name's Jim, and he's a DJ, so I call him DJ Jim.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got to meet him on the trip, and he's so awesome. And shout out to Jay and Candace, and to Jupa Man was there, so, and Hippie and Logan, so it was a lot of fun.
That is awesome.
Besides being freezing, it was a lot of fun.
Well, we have the Finger Rub app coming out for alt performers and cam girls.
Yeah, I got my paperwork and stuff.
Yeah, and you know what's cool? You and Deborah Ann are both in it, and Brittany O, she's in it. So.
Yay, I love her.
Oh, me too. So the release is going to be really hot, and it's for the iPhone, and we think we've figured out, we've broken down all the walls and hurdles that we had. Mm-hmm. Because iPhone doesn't like, explicit material. So we're not doing explicit material. We're just hinting at it. We're sort of alluding to it. So,
sexy but not explicit, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I got to say happy birthday to DJ Jim. He is a great guy. Spoken with him several times on the phone.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, he barraged me today with a lot of photos and... I actually downloaded them all, but I've been busy working on other projects as well, and it's just been crazy. But I'm looking forward to releasing this app and getting you ladies out there. I figured the more publicity, the better. You know, that's definitely the way to go. So
yeah.
Let's just jump right into it. My first question is, because I've never worked in the adult industry, is what is it like to work in the adult industry?
It's definitely...
As a performer.
As a performer.
Yeah. We haven't done that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, we really haven't. No. No.
Yeah.
No. But, yeah. How would that be?
It's definitely an interesting... Stop making funny faces at me. It's definitely a fun and, like, interesting experience. I'm definitely doing the work I'm doing now. It's like all stuff that I enjoy and that like I'm more focused on. So I'm like, I finally have found like my niche. I'm not so like spread out everywhere, you know, like doing a bunch of different kind of work.
No pun intended.
I didn't spread.
Spread out everywhere. Yes. We're talking sex tonight, straight, just talking sex. So we get to talk about all the really good stuff. Talk about, not your first experience, but your first experience with something that would be considered taboo or unique. I mean, a simple one-on-one with a relationship, though very entertaining and awesome to hear about, isn't as unique as something that you go, wow, I can't believe I'm actually doing this. What was your first experience with something like that?
Oh, my God, my first experience.
Was it with another girl? Was it with seven or eight people?
That's what pretty much, I mean, that's, like, I'm always, what is coming up in my mind is definitely something particular, but I'm, like, really, like, before I talk about that, like, one of the things, like, I like to do is just, if it's a photo shoot, or if it's just a photo shoot or filming or both or whatever, like, I try to do, like, new things or try to, like, kind of push... Try new things. I kind of push my boundaries. Mm-hmm. Still so I feel safe, but, you know, like, I like to try new things. But,
sure, well, that's cool.
Definitely one interesting experience I had was actually the first time I filmed with Lily Cade. And
Nice.
I love her. She's amazing. She's like such a great friend and like amazing.
She's
performer.
Fantastic. She's really, really cool. I follow her on Twitter, and sometimes I crack jokes at her. I don't think she knows how to get me yet, and that's fine. She'll figure it out later. But yeah, she's fun though. I dig her.
Yeah, she's super cool. And I first did my scene with her. Originally, it was for her website, which is coming soon, liliacaga.com. But, you know, it was content. You know, I was going to be able to get to use the content also. So I can't wait. But what we were doing was a girl-girl hardcore, like, fetish scene. You know, and she's, you know, the gold star lesbian. So she only does, like, lesbian scenes, obviously.
Right, right.
But, you know, we met for the first time. I had never talked to her. I didn't really, like, tweet with her too much. So we just met at our film person Sam's house in Marina. Mm-hmm. And, you know, her and we talked a little bit. We knew the same people in, like, L.A. and everything. And we got our makeup done and got ready. And we started performing this scene, which had me tied up and strapped to this huge, huge, like, bondage rope spider web.
Oh, yes. Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah. And, I mean, it was amazing. And it was, you know, it was a bunch of ladies there. And it was, you know, it was a small place. So it was really, I was definitely feeling comfortable that I could open up, you know, in the scene. And Lily actually used to be a dominatrix. And
wow, really?
So she's done a lot of cool things. So she definitely knows how to play that dominating role.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And I had like my corset on and my long like opera leather gloves and, you know, my whole fetish bondage gear on. And I wasn't sure like how hardcore it was going to be, but her and I talked about having a safe word and all that stuff before. And so it was really funny. I was strapped with both my legs and wrists bound to this spider web of rope and like metal. And
wonderful.
I'm, you know, wearing a corset and thong, and she takes this huge paddle and just all of a sudden just starts flogging me, just whacks my butt.
Sweet. And safe word? Like, did the safe word come out then?
No.
Bananas!
No, well, I mean, like, I've done, you know, spanking stuff like that before.
Yep.
So I was kind of, you know, I kind of had a little feeling of what to expect, but, you know, wasn't sure completely, but she kept doing it. And at first, like, obviously, like, it hurt, you know, it stung because I was trying to get, you know, get into the scene and, you know, just, you know, get my mojo on.
Yep.
Like, she started doing it more, and I just, you know, it honestly didn't hurt as much, and I honestly enjoyed it more than it hurting. Like,
that's
honestly,
cool.
Wrists hurt more being bound up, stretched, but she kept beating me with this wooden paddle, and then she like switched it off with like a little leather whip, and you know, with like a feather, and we did this scene which lasted for about 45-50 minutes, that she used all these different instruments on me, and when we finished, my butt was completely red, purple, and black and blue.
Yep.
And it was just, it was insane. Like, I showed my man at home, and he freaked out. No, not really. He just thought it was funny. But,
yeah, you got your ass whooped.
I sent a picture to my friends, but, I mean, it's, you know, it's on my blog if you look at it. But it was insane, crazy. Like, I didn't think, you know, you wouldn't think, like, me meeting this girl, you know, she's not much taller than me. She's pretty tiny. And, like, she just had, like, all this power in her. But,
oh,
like,
yeah.
The performance, it looked great, and like the content's great. I can't wait for everyone to see it. So I mean, it's like a good almost hour scene.
Very
of, like,
cool.
Her doing these different, using different like tools on me.
Hey,
so
big things coming. I was gonna say big things come in small packages. Sometimes you gotta,
true.
You gotta watch out for the tiny ones. You know, the ones that you go, oh yeah, okay, this will be fun. Thwack.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That's cool. Yeah. You know, I've heard the first smack is the most intense, and after about 5 to 10 minutes of that, it becomes more pleasurable than pain, anymore.
Well, probably the endorphins kick in.
Yeah,
right?
The endorphins kick in, and you know, your body starts to vibrate, and you know, all that other stuff. I've heard the stories and stuff. Never been spanked myself, thank God.
Not yet.
Not yet. I don't know how I'd react to that. I'm willing to try anything 3 or 4 times, but it's one of those things. I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't know if
not high on your list, huh?
Well, I've got memories of because I was in the office a lot when I was a kid, and they used to paddle in Georgia. That's what they did, you know. You get your ass beat, you know, because of half the stuff I did. I did some pretty bad things, but yeah. So, yeah, I've got memories. That'll bring up memories of being in high school, and I was in middle school. Not a fan of either one of those, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got one question from the chat room is, where can we find that video that you're just describing?
Oh, it's going to be coming out soon. It's still getting the final touches of the editing done to it. And it's going to be on my site, my pay site soon, which is now live. RubyViolence.com.
Yay! Awesome.
So everyone, join my site. It's like for a wonderful deal, and it's got all my videos and photographs on it. So it's got everything in my blog, and it's gonna be hot. So it's still building and growing. But anyways, that's gonna be on my site soon, and also on her site, which is gonna be LilyK.com. And if you go to, you'll see her flash page right now and see her trailer. And so
her trailer is amazing.
Yeah, I know, I love it.
Wow, you know, it's like, wow, okay. Well, it's done right. That's true. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We have one more question I want to get before I forget, and that's it's from Deborah Ann.
Oh, hi Deborah.
Love her.
She wants
awesome.
Her question.
I love you.
Well, her question is, how much do you love me?
She is so funny. I'm actually, it's so funny. Like, the first day we were filming, we were in the hotel that we were all filming at, and I forgot to bring, I brought everything in the whole world except for my sweatpants, just to, like, hang around and lounge in and be comfortable. Uh-huh. And she let me borrow these, like, little yellow sweatpants she had. And she has matching ones, like, all these gray and black and all these different colors. I'm actually wearing them right now. So, that's how much I love her. I love her. These are my favorite pants now. We talk about them.
You know, but I just did.
I love her tons, and Jim, I adore her.
They're awesome. They're great people. They're fantastic. I just, I did her logo. I'm glad I'm at the studio. I can grab it off this computer here. That's where it's at, and bring it over. So, I'll be sending that to her tomorrow. So I think she'll be very happy to get that.
Okay, I have another question for you. Because, you know, obviously I haven't done what you do, and I wonder about these things, and I'm hoping that the other lay people will wonder, no pun intended.
Lay people.
will wonder about this as well. I mean, you're with a man. You have a man.
Yeah.
Your guy.
Oh, he's awesome.
And
yes.
I mean, is it ever a situation of, like, feeling like you're bringing work home or bringing home to work and... I mean, do you ever, like, go home and go, not tonight, honey, I'm all sexed out? I mean,
Oh, God, no. Not with him.
What'd you say?
Oh, God, no.
Not with my guy.
That's awesome.
No, that's actually, like, a good thing. Like, I've told, there's, like, a lot of things that, like, I've told, like, my girlfriends. Like, I think I've told, like, Deborah, you know, and, you know, the people I was with, you know, like, Candace and, you know, my close friends. But, you know, we've been together for so long. And he, you know, we're so, secure with each other, obviously, you know, after all this long time. So, I mean, it's not, work's not really an issue. Like, the only thing he, you know, the only time he gets bothered is if I'm stressed about something. Like, whether if I'm about, like, website or things like that or any kind of, like, drama BS that I try to stay away from. But, like... He's not a jealous guy. He's so secure, and he's incredible. And, you know, I don't, you know, flash my work to him. If he looks at it, awesome, you know, but I'm not going to be like, oh, honey, look at this. You know, I just, like, push it in his face and just, you know, just irritate him, you know.
So do you guys watch other people's porn together, and you don't watch your own porn, or do you not watch porn together, or?
Oh, no, we have. Yeah, we have. That's how I kind of got into the business. No, we definitely have, like, it depends on the mood, but for
sure, yeah. I mean, I don't expect you guys are watching that, like, every single night. That would be, like, a little overkill. And we always say we got to mix it up.
She's
a little
like,
bit.
No, we do that every single
night.
So that's cool. So, all right, when did you officially? Well, I know we've asked you this before on the first show we did here, but we really didn't get into a lot of the details and stuff. So, when did you officially get into the adult market?
I officially got into it in 2008.
Okay, so you're still a newbie, and yet you have a following that is growing fast.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's not a compliment. You do. It's amazing. People are all about you. It's really awesome. And I have a theory. It's more of a hypothesis, but and I've got 3 years of psychology behind me, so I can actually do this. I think it's your personality. Okay? Aww. I mean, sure, you're a sexy girl. You've got you do a lot of really fun and interesting, unique / taboo type videos and photo shoots, but I think your personality is really what's selling you. I think that's what's really badass about you. And the people that we end up liking, like Anna Marie and I are like, oh, we like this person, she's really cool. Oh, we like this person, she's really cool. It comes down to, it's not their videos or their product. It's like Misty Hayes. When we had her on our other, we have another show, a ghost show, believe it or not. Called, well, you know that. You've been on it before.
Yeah.
Ghostology.
I loved it. That was so much fun.
But, I mean, we had Misty Hayes on. We fell in love with her. She is so cool. One of our favorite people. She texts me, often and lets me know what she's up to. And we're, you know, when things started changing in her life, she would let me know, okay, things are changing. This is going to change and stuff. But it's those types of personalities, I think, that really draw and add to your performance. So I think it's cool. I'm glad that you are you, in other words, I guess.
Oh, thank
sense.
You.
Yeah, it's cool.
I feel the same way about you guys.
Well, we have another question from the chat room wanting to know if you're ever going to Colorado to shoot anything. You have an absolute rabid fan in Colorado.
Oh, I definitely want to go. I've been like trying to plan a trip just because I have family there also, and a lot of friends there. So hopefully we'll see. I mean, I know, and it's so funny because you just mentioned Misty, and I know she's like was kind of based in Colorado before her work.
Yep.
But we'll see. I don't know. I would love to go check it out.
Yeah. She wants you to look her up. So.
Oh, awesome!
There's a lot of people in Colorado.
I'll give her name after the show.
Okay, cool.
And by the way, your hair looks really badass tonight. It looks great. So.
Oh, thank you. It's doing the curly thing.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We get to watch her, by the way, on video. You guys don't. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you like sexually. Let's not beat around the bush. But I've always wanted to say that, and it actually worked. What do you like
We're
the most?
Full of puns.
And I'm not talking about your favorite position. Like in detail, what is it that you really really like? And I know you change it up a lot. I'm pretty sure you do. But I'm sure there's one thing. Like if you have a go-to thing that you go, I really just love this. This is my go-to thing. What is it?
Oh, God.
Is she turning red? What?
No.
Wow!
No, she's not.
I'm joking. I'm joking. She would never turn red. I don't think. Would you?
What?
Do you ever get embarrassed?
I don't get embarrassed, but I had like blush before. Definitely.
That's so funny. That's cute.
Let's see. Honestly, the thing that I'm honestly mostly attracted to right now, and just not attracted to, but just like enjoy and love and like playing with, is definitely like being dominated.
Gotcha.
And look, I'm staring over at.
I know. I'm sure he's sitting right there going, "Yes, no, go
he's
on."
He's rolling his eyes. No, I'm kidding. But
he's got a whip.
Just because, like, I've been kind of studying like different like fetish stuff and like the different things between like subs and doms, and like I kind of just love being dominated. Like I just kind of love like that raw energy that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'm not saying like that all the time, because if you do it all the time, then or at least if I do it all the time, I'm gonna get sick of it.
Oh, but, sure. Yeah, it's like,
but, I mean, it's definitely a turn on.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can't eat pizza all the time. I mean, every once in a while, if you do it once or twice a week, that's fine. So, yeah, I get it. I totally understand that.
Being dominated compared to pizza, huh?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to think. If you do something often all the time, you get sick of it, you know. And food came to mind. Maybe I'm hungry. I don't know. It's like I can drink beer all the time. I can drink vodka all day long. Mm-hmm. And if that were a job, I would be the king. I would be the executive, the CEO of drinking vodka. I really would. I would be so rich at drinking vodka. I'm so good at it. So, all right. So we kind of.
Yes, what do the men want to know, Brian? Tell us. I thought you were going to get
about drinking. Oh no.
No, about Ruby.
Oh well. okay. So you apparently like sex. You like the adult industry enough to go, you know what? I'm doing this. I'm totally rolling with this. How often, these are crazy questions, I guess, but how often would you say that you find yourself to be horny and ready to go, I mean, have sex? Do you have a high drive? Is that one of the things that you've got going on with yourself?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely.
I assume it is. It's got to be, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I love having doing it as often as possible, especially with like my guy who I've been with for so long, just because, you know, he's been on this journey with me, you know, and me doing this kind of work also.
Sure.
I definitely have a high drive for sure.
Well, God bless him.
She says with a laugh.
Yeah. Now, how is he with that? I mean, can he keep up? Is he one of those guys that, you know?
He's trying to.
God bless him. Yeah, I understand. I get that.
No, he definitely can. Like, it's funny, when I came back from New York, you know, I was getting adjusted from the time change, you know, just the 3-hour difference. So,
yep.
Like, for a couple nights, like, I was just... like by 9 o'clock, I was just completely comatose. So he'd come out from working in the studio, and I'd be already dead to the world. And he'd just like kind of take me in the bed and like flop me on, and then, you know, he couldn't really do anything. He couldn't really move.
Aww.
Me.
That's funny. That's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's not like, what do guys want to know? You were saying that.
Where you were headed, so I was kind of trying to give you a lead-in, but
no.
Apparently I read your mind incorrectly.
No, I don't know what guys want to know. I know people in general. We find people to be fascinating. Couples in general. I've noticed the women in the adult industry that we find ourselves attracted to are in very committed, serious relationships. Mm-hmm. Which is really kind of cool.
And we don't find that out until after we've was like, oh, we like them. And
exactly.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's really cool that they're in serious committed relationships. And
I find that fascinating alone. It's like there's always a guy supporting his girl, you know, in the industry. I don't think I've run into anyone that I like a lot that is single, you know,
right.
or just sort of randomly dating. It's like those... and I, you know, I could be speaking way out of term here, but I'm realizing that those are the types of women that I'm not very fond of. As far as I go, you know, I just don't like their attitude, and they cause a lot of drama.
Which might be why they're single.
I know, right?
True.
Now let's talk.
I agree.
Yeah, let's talk the drama a little bit. Let's talk about the drama in the industry.
Actually, you know what? Before we do the drama thing, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about the drama.
Okay, Ruby, we're going to take a quick break. Is that cool?
No problem. Of course.
Oh, wait, here. No, wait. Let me dominate. We're taking a quick break, bitch. So.
Ooh, baby.
Hold tight. I just muted you. See, that's called dominating
that
right there.
Control.
I dominated this. I controlled your audio.
Oh, that turns me on, sweetheart.
You can't do a damn thing about it. And we're going to roll with a little, Flaming Lips. I love these guys. So you guys are listening to Batteries Not Included.
Right here on Mask Radio.
Thank you. Chili Peppers for Rad. I'm here to remind you that drunk drivers are still a major killer of young adults in this country. So always choose a designated driver and remember, music lives, you should too.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, we are back from the break. This is Batteries Not Included, live here on Mass Radio.
Did you miss us?
Yeah. Did you guys miss us? Really? Let us know in the chat room. Seriously, did you?
Did you? Come on, did you? Oh, never mind. Sorry.
for those of you that are checking us out here on iTunes, on our little podcast there, welcome. And you can catch us live Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on Mask. Dash, I burped.
You so burped.
Isn't that gross?
You just,
I just burped right in the microphone.
Mask-radio.com, MASQUE-radio.com. And I know that we have a few people in the chat room, and we have even more listeners listening who are not in the chat room.
How yeah, it's funny. This? It's because...
We're magic.
That's we're magic. We know how many people are listening, baby. And
love it.
We got ourselves a handful, and... Yeah, you guys don't think that just because you go to the site and you log out of the chat room that we can't see you. So
oh well, it's not like we can trace down their phone numbers or something.
You know what? We can. And I can show
not
you.
That we would.
I know, but we can do a lot of things. We're not
too,
going to do that because
we're too busy for
because,
that.
Yeah, who gives a crap, right? Yeah. So we're talking tonight with Ruby.
We're trying to guilt you a little bit just because it's
trying
fun.
To scare the shit out of you because yeah. We know you're listening.
Oh no, they can
you
see
perverts
me.
Listening to our show. Here on maskradio.com.
What does that make us for producing this show?
Oh, we're not perverts. We're out in the open. Perverts are the secret weirdos that hide in the shadows.
They're voyeurs.
No, not necessarily. See, I like voyeurism and I like exhibitionism. I think it's all good. But I mean, but we talk about it in the open. These guys don't ever mention it. They just sort of hide in the shadows.
They're just a little suppressed, that's all.
No, they're perverts.
No, they're not.
Welcome back to the Pervert Show. I'm Hank. I've always wanted to use that name.
What name should I be?
Well, you're Dolores.
Dolores. There we go. I knew you'd come up with something good.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so I'm sorry, Ruby. Ruby's sitting here patiently. She's.
I'm trying not to spit beer out my nose.
Yeah, and the computer that we're running her video on right now. We get to see her. She's completely butt naked. We're checking out. She was showing us her tattoos earlier, which are very hot. Her tattoos. Actually, what are your tattoos there, Ruby?
God, so many people ask me. Actually, it's so funny because if you go on IAFD, which is, you know, the adult information database for, like, the, you know, adult stars, it says that, you know, for me, my tattoos, like, I'm on there, and then, like, I have a tribal tattoo above my, like, pubic bone, which I actually don't have.
Really?
So it's kind of funny. I have 10 tattoos total. And they're definitely smaller than a lot of my friends, but I have two on my back, which is my cobra, and I have two cobras tattooed on my back, and then I have a, like, Aztec sun above it. And then in the front, I have a little yin-yang sign, a butterfly on the other side of my hip bone, and the yin on the other, and then I have a vine connecting them, which is separate, so that was like another tattoo. And then I have a word scribed above, which say, this is life, not heaven, you don't have to be famous, and or you don't have to be perfect, I mean, and famous, but, and I actually have one on my ribcage that me and my hubby got on our year anniversary, and then I have two on my feet and one on my neck. And it was funny because Deb, who called in earlier, like, she's got her tattoos are insane, crazy. Oh my God.
Aren't they awesome?
Oh, my God. Trust me, I got to see them up close and personal and play with them. Damn.
Now, I got to tell you.
She's listening right now. So
yes. No, she's in the chat room as well.
She's all, don't talk about my tats. Wow.
No, I will tell you, I will tell you this. Deborah Ann's tattoos are definitely choice real estate, you know?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And that's all I'm going to say, gentlemen and ladies that are listening, choice real estate. And, yeah, pretty badass. So when we're actually going to be working with you relatively soon, believe it or not.
Yay,
yeah, I see some things happening in the future, which are going to be kind of fun. But when we do, are you up for another tattoo or are you done?
I definitely, well, the last one I got, which was funny because actually what I was going to say before, the last one I got is words on my foot which say Little Debbie because that's my mom. And so Deb, I showed Deb, I'm like, Deb, hey, I got you, you're tatted on me now. You know,
that's funny.
Been funny, but I've thought about it. Like, I might get one more. I mean, I definitely would have to have like a big meaning to it, of course, you know, be kind of, you know, thought out, but I've considered it. I'm not sure where I would get it yet, but we'll see.
Well,
sure, I would definitely love something to commemorate seeing you guys. So,
see, that would be fun. And if we kept it small and kept it fun, I think it could even be part of something. I'm thinking. I'm sorry. I'm a marketing guy. That's what I do. So I'm just thinking. Wow, that would be a fun scene. That could be a lot of fun. Interesting. Unique. But we'll get into that later.
We were going to talk about something. I wrote him a note. I was trying to be discreet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm horrible because if you put something in front of me, I have to read it out loud. I'm that third grader in class that, and then the BR liked the honey. Sorry, it's a comedian that we like.
No, but we were going to talk about something specific when we came back from the break. And
boobies. We love boobies. Do you love boobies?
I do love boobies.
Why do we love boobies? Why in the hell do we love boobies? I mean, we just do. We're programmed, right? Is that what it is?
Well, I think they're just beautiful.
Yeah, they're They're amazing. And
is that really what we're going to talk about?
No.
No, I don't think so. Do you remember? Do you remember, Ruby, what we were going to talk about?
I'm up to talking about anything.
I know, but I was like, we're going to take a quick break because I really had to pee.
We were going to talk about drama in the industry.
Drama, I knew that.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here looking at my notes, which is a beer in my hat.
Yeah, I froze for a second, sorry.
So my notes is really just a beer. So I'm looking at my beer going, come on, tell me what we're going to talk about. You know? So tell me, drama in the industry. Does it exist? Because a lot of people think, oh, wow, I'm going to get into the adult industry. I'm going to do movies. I'm going to do photo shoots. I'm going to get rich and famous, and everyone's going to love me. Is that the way it rolls?
Oh, God. Man, I wish. you guys know me well enough to know that I don't like drama. Like, I don't.
Sure.
I try not to cause it. I try not to be around it. Somehow, every once in a while, it comes to me. It just, for some reason, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm not, I hate it. But there is, I've definitely encountered, drama. Like, not only with myself and other people, but with, my friends and other people that I've had to be, witness to. And, crap like that. But
it sucks. It really sucks. I mean, there's no room for it.
Yeah.
And
there's no reason for it to me.
And is the drama caused, I'm just curious, and you don't have to be specific, is it caused by women that are in the industry, or is it caused by producers, or is it caused by some of the weirdo, creepy fans, or is it a combo of all of it?
I know my friends who are in the industry, they've had problems with fans, and stalkers, I see you shaking your head. And
you guys have stalkers? What? Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. I'm sorry. I was being sarcastic. Of course you have fucking stalkers. I'm sorry. I'm a stalker. We're stalkers.
Too bad. That hasn't, for me, with fans, that hasn't been too much bad of a problem. Honestly, mostly the drama that I've experienced has been with people who work behind the camera, and also with other so-called models or people who say they're in the industry.
Sure, sure. I've heard some stories. I've heard some really, really demented stories of people that have. They've created a world in their brain that doesn't exist, and they think a certain thing. And then you're to blame for it, or you're being walked all over, and you're going, what the hell is going on? So.
Yeah.
So, okay. What's that?
I have to think. I said I think it's funny. I just have to laugh at it.
Good.
No, I'm trying not to. I get, I'm someone I definitely worry. I'm definitely a worrier, and I try not to worry about stupid crap like that. It's not important. And especially when there's drama between women, whether it's models or, I know we kind of talked about this before, but when I was in Vegas, how there's drama between the different agencies and PR people, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Especially with women, it's just not really worth my time. It's kind of sets us back a couple, 100 years, almost, just getting caught up in this stuff that's not important, it's not,
sure.
It's not about anything important, it's just drama.
Drama never is about anything important. It's always
It's not about family,
really
it's not about,
It's ridiculous, and I only say that because Anna Marie and myself, we are in many industries, okay? We're in the mainstream film industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we do mainstream work, mostly. That seems to pay the bills right now. Branching out in a couple of different other industries, including the adult industry, we have the equipment to do some of the most incredible work ever. But we don't want to take our own money and do it. We want to finance it with somebody else's cash. So that's what we're waiting on is, we've got the script. You read our script, and we have two more.
I love it.
We have two more
just like it
that are fun, and we want to bring the stories back,
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's badass. I think it's really cool. So, but we're also in the paranormal industry, and or industry. I say industry like there's money to be made. Okay, let me rephrase that. We're in the paranormal group
culture,
and we love it because we love, you know, sex, ghost, and rock and roll. Okay,
yeah.
But all three of those genres are full of drama, and I think I've experienced the most drama ever in the paranormal culture.
Yeah,
really?
It is. Oh, I know, right? It is so
that's insane. So
screwed up. It even has a name. We call it paradrama. We have no, seriously.
Yeah.
And we didn't coin that phrase. That's just what it's called.
That's what it's called.
They just call it paradrama.
There's so much drama that it actually has its own name. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the one genre I haven't had any drama in. Knock on wood.
Well then, you're not knee deep in it yet.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we're friends with all the people that have TV shows. Okay. And then things get to their heads, and then they get kicked off of shows, and then they get all pissy about it. And then they're trying to fuck you over left and right and say shit about you and slander and libel. And
right,
it's like,
yeah,
what in the hell? And then I thought the tattoo industry was pretty bad.
Right.
That's the only job I've ever been fired from is as a partner at a tattoo shop.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird? Only job I was ever fired from.
Out of the blue, for no reason.
Out of the blue. He called me a rock star. He said, "You're too much of a rock star."
You are, but I don't think that's a real bad thing.
I think it's awesome. I had a list on my wall of so many people that wanted to get tattoos from me.
It
because
was a jealousy thing, I
Because I am a rock star. You know, I know that. I'm all cocky and badass. And all that stuff. So let's get back to sex a little bit. We're talking sex tonight. What would you never do? Is there anything you would never, ever do? I mean, and...
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean there's definitely some things that I would never do that especially
what?
It's funny when I do webcam stuff, like people, I'll get like outrageous requests, and especially, you know, I do webcam with Lily now. We do a double webcam show, so it's really fun, but we get the funniest requests, so we just have to laugh. And we're just like, no, I will just like pass them out.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, I want examples.
Yeah, like, yeah. I think one example, honestly, like when I get asked to do, or not even when I get asked, but what I would never do anyways, is just
okay.
Any kind of like shower.
Like
any kind of, yeah, urine or
see, that's beyond
throwing up, like a rainbow shower or
brown shower,
like anything like that, like.
I think that's beyond sex. If that makes sense. I understand that maybe some people get off to that, and I know that there's a culture and a website, you know,
for everything.
However, I think that you lose the sexualness to that kind of showers in general are. I don't understand them.
And we're not talking about saying in the bathtub shower. We're talking about...
No. I know. She said, the rainbow shower, brown shower, golden shower.
Any kind
shower.
Of shower I'm not into.
Yeah. No. Unless it's like, you know, unless it's like the shower at the YMCA.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that'd be kind of fun. One of those really long walls with like 6 showers and like 20 women. That would be awesome. See, I would film that, and I would turn that into a story.
I would
know?
Be in that.
See, of course you would. I know you would, because you're badass.
I would.
Okay, so showers are totally off. I completely get that. Well, here, I'm going to bring this up for the fans of Lascivious, which, again, Lacey Netflix does on here on Mask Radio on Saturday nights. What about pony play? Really?
Not.
Is that weird? Yeah. Is that kind of silly, being taken out to a pasture and having an anal plug with a ponytail on it?
Well, I mean, it's not something that I'm into.
A bit,
not,
bridal,
but,
saddle.
I've seen people do that before, and for some strange reason, I've seen them get off on that.
Yeah.
I don't personally or anything like that, but I don't judge people who do, you know. As long as they're not hurting anyone, you know.
Yeah, but I'm thinking.
But would you refuse to do something like that?
Would you go? I think I'll pass on the.
Oh yeah,
play.
I would never. I mean, like for me, like even when it's work, like I won't do anything that I'm not comfortable with or that I know I won't enjoy. Because to me, it's just not worth it. So
yeah, I
don't
agree.
Think I would do that, but I don't judge people who do.
I don't think that Pony Play, and I'm only bringing this up because they mentioned it on their show a couple of weeks ago, and they said, "Oh, I wonder if Brian and Anne Marie are going to talk about Pony Play." Well, we did it. So there you go, Lacey. We did it with Ruby. Now, I think it's funny because I think scenarios like that are not really about the sex anymore. I think they become more about the scenario. And
I agree.
And dominating and being submissive, being dom and sub, I think fall into the sexual scenario. But if it becomes only about the dominating or only about the submission, I think you lose the sex.
Yeah.
I agree. Some people are
just in it for control or to be controlled, and that doesn't involve sex, really, even though they do find themselves getting off to it as well, but not in the way that we think, you know, it's a power trip, I guess.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
All right.
Okay, I have a question from the chat room. Is do you dance in strip clubs?
No, I don't. I don't. I definitely do feature dancing shows every once in a while, which are more. So I've done. I do burlesque and I do go-go stuff, and I've done pole dancing shows. Like if you go to my site, I have pole dancing, you know, clips of me and things like that, and I've done it with other people, and it's really fun, but I don't work, like, at a regular strip club or anything. I've definitely done it before. Mm-hmm. You know, I had it as a job part-time, you know, when I lived in San Francisco. Why not, you know? Wasn't a big deal, you know, just to try it. But,
sure.
Yeah, but no, I don't do it anymore.
Does it pay as well as everybody says it does?
It can. It really depends on the dynamics, like, what girls are willing to do and what not to do, of course. And, you know, like, definitely the higher end clubs. Like, when I was in San Francisco, like, the big clubs I was out there was, like, the Larry Flynt Hustler Club, of course, which, you know, girls would make more money with, you know, with spenders, of course. So it really depends on the people, but.
Right.
I guess you can. Yeah.
And which do you find pays better? The actual video, you know, movie portion or the higher end strip clubs or dance, you know, working as a dancer?
For me personally, doing the more of the movies because I do it more often than the feature dancing.
Right.
But yeah. Cool. But no, the feature dancing is fun. I love dancing in general. So, but, and it's just, to me, it's just empowering and it's fun. And when I've done pole dancing with like purple extensions on my hair and crazy things, you know, but it's still sexy and it's still fun and people, you know, I still enjoy it. So why not?
No, that's cool. And I'm just thinking, whenever you're doing a movie, do you prefer to be with men or women?
I mostly work with women.
Okay. So you really dig being with women.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I definitely, you know, I've done a lot of fetish, like dom work with and like more hardcore stuff with with some of my guy friends, like Jay Devil, for example. Mm-hmm. Like I've done like incredible work, like hot work with him, like
cool.
Oh,
he's very
like,
cool,
so
by
hot.
The way. I like him a lot.
Super cool. And like it was like a big, you know, unveiling for him and for the site, you know, for the Devil Girl site, and it's super hot. But I mostly work with girls, and I enjoy it more. Like I'm definitely more open with them.
I was going to say, I can see you become more of the, piece that you're working on when you're with a woman too, I've noticed. So you get a lot more, you get more into it. You become what you need to be, which is really cool. That's awesome.
Thank
now,
you.
Has he ever thought about doing movies or anything, or does he just want to stay out of it? I mean, has he ever played with the idea? Has he ever done any?
I told him, like, you know, and I've had a lot of friends who've offered to film us, too, you know, for amateur sites, just, you know, to make money or, you know, just stir for whatever. Mm-hmm. He would definitely be good for the industry. Like, he's got the, definitely has the goods.
Oh,
for
yeah,
it.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I honestly don't BS, you know, but he's more behind the scenes, definitely. I mean, he's worked on, a lot of adult work with, like, you know, advertising and promos and, like, posters and, you know, things like that for different DVD movies,
right.
Adult movies. But Yeah, I would love if he performed with me.
I'll tell you this. We started Mask a long time ago because we like having real couples together.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a passion you get that you will not get with anyone else if it's a real couple.
Absolutely.
And it is amazing. And that's what I still am into, is filming that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we had one experience when we were in Texas that was very interesting. And I felt bad for the guy. They would have been great together, but he had a very hard time in front of the camera.
And
it's different for men, you know, not all guys can do that, but I would, I can already tell you, I think you two would make an awesome scene together, and
oh, thank you.
We should
listen to him work in this.
No, I'm thinking,
he's
an attractive guy, she's an attractive girl, and they love each other, and the passion there would be amazing to get on film.
Set
up a couple, like three or four, you know, cameras, and it'd be badass. So, anyway.
No, I would totally love to. You know, he's always said no when I've asked him to do it, but he's done. I don't think he's like closed off to it, honestly. I think he persuaded him more. You never know, so we'll see. But I definitely agree about the passion between real life couples.
Oh,
especially
yes.
When I've seen, you know, like the film compilations of like real life couples, you know, from different, you know, productions, and you can definitely tell the passion different and the chemistry and how it differs from, you know, other just regular like gonzo, you know, porn.
Oh yeah, exactly right. Yeah, today's what I like to call freebie porn. You know, it's you can find it anywhere online. You know, and. We also, for couples that aren't quite sure, we also offer, again, Mask, that's where the name came from, and, you know, costumes and cosplay and things like that make it even more fun. But so tell us, we're going to wind down with you because we're about to hit the end of our show, believe it or not. It's like crazy.
Aww.
We actually spent the entire show with you, which is awesome.
I love it. Thank you so much.
I know. It's I enjoy that because you know a lot and you've done a lot and you're on your way to, I think, a plateau that's going to be really good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Anything you want to share with us? Anything you've got coming up? Your new website now is available?
Yeah, definitely. That's like a big, big, big thing right now is my pay site, you know, my official Ruby website is now up, and it's www.rubyviolence.com, and it's only $9.95 to join. So it's a pretty good deal. You get with $9.95, you get full access to, you know, all like my film footage that I have up there, and, you know, and photographs and photo sets, and, you know, my blog, and I might soon a chat, like a web chat in there on my site too. So, you know, $9.95 to get access to all that's not bad. But yes, I'm really excited about that. The guy
awesome.
Who did it, his name's Buxton BBWs on Twitter. His real name's Corey, but I mean, he's incredible. He also did J Devil's site and Candace Moon and Jupa's actually, you know, but,
yep.
And I met him in person and he's great. So, and the site looks great. And so I'm really excited about that. So, and yeah, but, so that's like definitely the big thing. And just, I have some DVDs that are coming out soon, so
fantastic.
I'll be plugging those.
I have one last question from the chat room, and then we're going to let you go. What does it take for you to be comfortable with someone she's doing a scene, someone you're doing a scene with? What does it take for you to be comfortable with them?
I'm very intuitive. Like, if I meet someone, like, I'll know, like, and I'll talk to someone, I'll know within, like, usually within the 5 or 10 minutes if, like, I have a vibe with them or I mm-hmm. have, like, good, you know, chemistry between us or whatever, or good comfort level. And, I mean, it's just, you know, usually what I like to do is just, like, with any new person I work with, I'd like to talk about, like, our likes and dislikes and do's and don'ts, just so we're both on the same comfort level. And, you know, after I have that discussion, like, if I feel good about it, then, you know, then I go on to do the performing. And, but if I don't feel comfortable, then, like I said before, like, it's not worth it to me, you know, to do, a scene or, you know, a photo shoot if, like, I'm going to get be creeped out by, by someone, you know, or anything like that. But
Have you actually ever turned it down because you're going, you know, I just don't feel comfortable?
I have. I did have an experience. I mean, it wasn't, like, I did have, like, a photo shoot experience at the beginning of when I started, like, modeling more as work with some photographer who I've never seen, and I, you know, or who knows, you know, whatever. But it was just, he was a joke, pretty much. But,
there's a lot of those. There's a lot of those.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely made me uncomfortable, and, like, I was smart enough to, like, kind of, he was kind of a midget, kind of short, really, guy, so kick him to the curb, no offense.
So, in other words, the moral of the story is avoid all midget photographers, right? No, I'm joking.
But, I mean, yeah, like, it was, like, creepy, you know, it was just, yeah, I was literally left, so, and I just, whatever. Well, it just wasn't worth it.
Well, Ruby, we love you to death. Anna Marie and we've loved you for a while, and it's awesome to have you back on the show, and we're going to have you back on again later, too, so.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fun. It's very fun.
Love it.
Yeah, so check out rubyviolence.com, and what did you say it was, $9.95?
Yeah, $9.95.
That's easy. Guys, you've got $10. Go and subscribe to her site. Submit to her site, damn it. Subscribe
exactly.
to her site. It's awesome. She is very hot. She's sweet, and she's very smart. We love her to death. I hope you have a wonderful week, and thank you again for being on the show tonight.
Thank you. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, too. I love you both.
Love you too,
Ruby.
And believe me, we'll stay in touch, definitely.
Yes, I can't wait to, like, see you guys.
I know. It's going to happen very soon.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait. I've never been there where you guys live, so.
Oh, it's beautiful here in Utah. You'd love it.
Yay, cool.
All right. Hey, take care. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon. See you on Twitter.
All right. Love you.
All right. Love you, too. All right. Bye-bye. That was awesome.
Ruby
that was
Violence.
Ruby Violence, and she's just amazing. We get to watch her in video, and she's adorable. Clothed or naked, I'll let your brain roll with it, you know.
And she loves us so much, she's not hanging up. She's still sitting there staring longingly at us.
It's because she wants your body, baby. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah. She wants your body, too. Look at that.
Yeah, my bald body, I know, right? Okay. With that, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. You guys are totally digging, Batteries Not Included.
Right here on Mask Radio.
Nobody knows when the gun goes bang, bang, bang. Who's gonna know the one? I'm from X, and we're talking to real smokers about quitting. Tell me when you smoke and why you smoke.
First thing I do in the morning is get some coffee and have a cigarette.
If I have a cup of coffee, I gotta have a cigarette.
As soon as I wake up.
Okay.
With coffee, after I eat, and in between snacks.
Okay.
When I'm bored.
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Have you tried to quit?
I quit for 3 months, went out one night, bought a pack of cigarettes, and that was the end.
I've actually tried to quit cold turkey, and that's really hard.
You ever hear about stories like, and then he threw the pack out the window, and he never smoked again?
Now, I've actually heard a guy throw a pack out the window, but he went to go buy another pack.
What would you do different?
Actually having a plan and thinking it through.
It's like you have to relearn yourself not to smoke, especially at times when you really know this is the time I have the cigarette, like in the morning after coffee.
You have to relearn how to live your life without a cigarette in your hand.
With the right plan, you can quit smoking. Free at becomeanx.org. X, a new way to think about quitting. Brought to you by X and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back.
Mayonnaise.
Yes, that's the mayonnaise song. Actually, that song is that's called Tomorrow by the Full-Time Dreamers. They're out of Boston, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Good friends of mine. Scott Sangiacomo is the drummer. And little would you know, the drummer for that song that is our theme song there. The drummer is the cousin of Laura Sangiacomo, who was in Pretty Woman. She was in The Stand by Stephen King and Quigley Down Under, as well as she was one of the main characters on Just Shoot Me, that comedy show on television for a while. So, yeah, Scott Sangiacomo, good friend of mine. Love him to death. And his band does our music. Isn't that cool? And you can find the Full-Time Dreamers, that's the name of the band, on iTunes. So we are back from the break. This is Batteries Not Included. And we just talked to Ruby Violence about sex and about the sex industry. Sex industry. The adult industry. Oh, whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. So,
whatever.
Chat room's full. We have some really cool people. Deborah Ann is in the chat room. And she will be on the new Finger Rub iPhone app.
I love that name.
Finger rub, because you get to rub your fingers all over the ladies.
All over the ladies.
Nice.
Do it for the ladies.
Do it for the ladies. So, okay, this is the portion where we...
We're gonna just buzz through this very quickly. We're about to wrap up, actually.
Can I bring up the crazy funk music, even though it's not the...
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
it's kind of fun. So we're going to
Okay, so we just wanted to talk, you know, kind of touch on a little bit,
You wanted to rub on it
a little bit. I wanted to rub my body against it.
Got to rub it out, baby. Let's rub it out.
About, you know, because we talk a lot, and a lot of our emphasis is on just the fact, you know, sex, do this, do that, try this, try that.
Have sex as much as I can.
Absolutely.
Gosh darn it.
Oh, my God. And if you're not having sex 18 times a week, then you're abnormal. And we don't want to come across that way, that there are times in your life, whether you're a couple or single, that you're not going to be having sex. And even as a couple that are, you know, a little more active than average, there's going to be periods where you go...
I mean, we're a little more active than average.
I would think we are.
I mean, that's why we have a show. I mean, we are. I know we are.
Okay.
I know. I will tell you right now, we are definitely very active. We got that going on.
But there's periods where...
Like recently.
Okay. We tend to go, average three-ish times a week, maybe four-ish times a week, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's one of those things, we've actually discussed this, it's kind of fun to take that day in between.
Two sometimes.
It's good for, what do you call it, recuperation.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, God...
But there's periods of time, even for the most active couples, where you go a week or two with absolutely
like I was sick.
Nothing. Yeah.
I was sick. And, you know, it's impossible to have sex when you're sick.
Yeah.
It really is. Sucks.
It's just
it
miserable.
Sucks.
And then you finished getting sick, but then I got sick.
I know. That sucked. We had that one day in between, like, those 2 weeks
where we were just well enough to, like, okay, I think I can do this, too.
And we scrumped, and it was amazing. And then you got sick, and it was like
another week.
Well, shit, you know, which really sucked.
So it happens. And we just, the message here is, you know, allow for, allow yourselves permission to, no matter what your cycle is, whether it's, you know, a couple times a week or whether it's a couple times a month.
Sure.
If that's your regular cycle, allow your permission for yourselves to, you know, kind of go off that cycle occasionally.
It's not bad. I mean, honestly,
you know, sometimes it's just stress.
I was going to say stressful situations will come up in your life, and don't think, oh, I've got to force myself to have sex. Though I will tell you this, if you're stressed out and you have sex, you feel a lot better about everything afterwards. You're kind of like, ah, fuck the bills, whatever,
yeah,
you know? Yeah, I just got laid, and it was nice. It was just nice.
How many times have we said they can't take that away from us?
Yeah, they cannot. The government cannot take scrumping away from you. It is yours. Own it.
Own it.
Own your sex, baby, because, good God, it's yours. It's free.
And with that in mind, next week we will be discussing why it is that women seem to lose interest in sex after the ring is placed on their finger.
Isn't that wild? It is a real, real phenomenon.
I think it is.
It's
from what I have gathered,
psychotic.
Just, you know, cruising the net, talking to different people on boards, and I mean just like, you know, innocuous boards that have nothing to do with sex at all. There's just, you know, you see wives in general just seem to like go, yeah, I'm gonna treat my husband to sex because they're trying to get pregnant, say.
Oh.
Okay.
That
and
is
so
the worst because
the husband will get sex for 1 week out of the month and then that's it. For the entire month.
And they wonder why there are a lot of infidelity happening,
right,
you know. I mean, with the husband. And I mean, honestly, guys, and next week let's also do this. Let's talk a little bit about the whole watching porn together and you know, and even like softcore, let's talk a little bit about how that can help, because men are different than women, and we need to talk a little bit about how, sure, you know, when you get the ring on your finger and all that stuff, that's great, but, you know, we'll delve into the psychology behind why, but let's talk about how we can fix that and how incorporating sex play together, I think it's really important. I mean, for us, the toys are a new introduction to our relationship.
Right.
And I'll tell you right now, cock rings, holy shit balls, use them as much as you can, my friends, because, my God, it is fun. It is fun, right?
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you
don't
like
have to use
it
every single time.
I was going to say, you enjoy it as much as I do.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot to it, and you should really try them out.
Absolutely.
Be safe and all. But we're going to talk a lot about that and other things next week. And
so be here and tune in.
Be here. Tell your friends, you know,
yes, bring
damn
a friend.
It.
Next week is Bring a Friend Week.
Next week is Bring a Friend Week. You
Everyone
know what?
Bring a friend.
Do we have to give away prizes? Is that what we should do?
Shit, no. We are not giving away prizes because you know how we are about sending stuff in the mail.
Yeah,
no, we are
but
not. Unless it's something we can send over the internet, we are not giving
Well, you
prizes.
Know what? I bet we can get a prize from our lovely Ruby or someone,
okay,
too.
Okay, well, then we won't promise anything because we haven't spoken
but
to
listen,
them.
But listen, we're going to have a, we're going to give something away next week. Something. I don't care what it is.
We'll try.
I'll find something. You know
we'll
what? I'll
try.
Give away a free iPhone app.
We'll try.
You know, or something. Oh, I got an idea.
Okay.
I got an idea.
Okay. We'll try. I'm not.
But bring
I'm,
a friend, damn it.
Disclaimer.
And I mean that. I mean, everyone
I am
that's
the
in.
The disclaimer to Brian's
okay.
announcement. We
okay.
will, we are not guaranteeing.
Battery's not included.
But we will try. Battery's not included.
Yes. No, I want you guys to bring friends. Let's fill the chat room. It's fun. I want more banter. And then maybe we'll have call-ins. Let's have some call-ins. Too.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. We'll open the phone lines,
guys. Don't
forget
to send your questions to BNIFAQ@gmail.com. If you've got a question, a tip, a trick, a comment, whatever you want, please send those BNIFAQ@gmail.com.
And Tyler in the chat room says he will spread the word on the Sexy Lady Show. Now, he is phenomenal. He's on Twitter. It is at Sexy Lady Show. So that is Tyler. He's behind all that. You know what? He covers the sexiest ladies on Twitter. I love it. And on the internet. Constantly. So I'm glad he's here tonight. And See, Deborah, she'll give away Skype or panties. Will you really give away your panties? Because I swear to God, we will set this up,
oh,
Deborah.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk, Deborah.
This week. But listen up, folks. This is what we do here. We make you guys happy. That is why we're here. And next week, we're going to talk some intimate sex. It's all good. We want to make it good. It's all about making your relationship work, and whether you're guy, girl, does not matter. Sex is very important. And with that, that is the end of our show tonight. We love you, Kat, so much. And look out for rubyviolence.com. Deborah Ann has her website coming out, by the way.
Awesome.
So you'll have that in Brittany O. It's BrittanyOH.com or no, .net, I'm sorry. Very, very smoking hot ladies. Who is KDX has a new banner, and I got to get that up because her website changed. A lot of things have changed
get
for everyone.
Get busy, boy.
I am trying to do my job,
come on,
woman.
Hank.
Jeez. We love you guys so much. Have as much sex as you can this week. We'll see you guys next Sunday here on Batteries Not Included. Take care, and you have been listening to Batteries Not Included.
Right here on Mask Radio.
Yeah, baby.